This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Corridor, Dry Hop, Beguile, Half Acre, and then we get excited for some big events happening this weekend, including Beer Hoptacular and the Goose Island Block Party. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're a day late on the recording. Recording here on Wednesday. Maybe it'll go up on the normal day. I don't know.
I don't know either, man. You know, you're the guy behind the controls here, Brad.
Episodes go up once a week. I cannot guarantee the day that they go up. But they go up.
All right.
So this week, we're drinking some Beguile Picnic Island to kick things off.
Right on, man. This is a cream ale from the good folks at Beguile. 16-ounce tall boys, 4.2. This is basically like an ale version of a lager, right?
Yeah.
This is a lawnmower beer.
Basically,
yeah. It's just not a lager.
I stopped in there. I was up in the neighborhood, and I had stopped in there. I was like, oh, I didn't have time to like get a beer, but I was like, I can get beer to go for the show. And I was like, well, I'll pick up something because I know not everything makes it to the shelf. Or it's not in the stores I get to. So I saw this, and I saw another one called not Lazy Sunday, like...
Oh, Sunny Afternoon?
Sunny Afternoon.
Yeah.
I almost got that, but that was an IPA.
Yeah, yeah, that's like the Citra one, I think.
We do IPAs.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm glad these beers exist, you know, because they keep us honest. And then like also, you know, as far as like just different styles of beer on the show. Mm-hmm. But then also, man, I'm like... We can't always fucking drink the same. We can't drink what all the cool kids drink.
Sure,
yeah. Because we're getting older.
We're getting older. You need a 4% beer. And this one is, I think it was $10 for four packs. And Sunny Afternoon was, I want to say, like 12 or 14. So it was a little more. So I was like, you know what? Let's go a little cheaper and get the cream ale. Because, one, we don't see enough cream ales. And I had the Sunny Afternoon earlier in the day.
Yeah. The last one I could think of that I saw was on tap. It was a Moxie, Little Moxie from Goose.
Yeah.
That was like a work. I mean, I guess their explanation was like it was a pre-prohibition, you know, everyday worker man type beer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so.
But I'm digging this. It is like a perfect afternoon picnic at the beach kind of beer.
Yeah, nothing too overwhelming. I dig it. Mm-hmm. I think I like how like Beguile and like, who else am I thinking of? Some of these crews are kind of like, because we don't really have like, you know, like my dad would drink like, I don't know, Schlitz or whatever, right? We don't have that brand loyalty, but we got some crews in town that are like pretty consistent with the stuff they offer.
Right.
And it's the closest thing we get to having a beer, you know, a particular beer that's our go-to is these crews like Beguile. Beguile's the one is a perfect example of a crew that always delivers.
Yeah, like I can, whenever I have a beer, I'm like, oh, that was good. It might not be one that I want like a lot more of, but I'm like always happy every time I have a Beguile beer.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. When I was in there, someone asked about, I think it was flannel pajamas or their barrel-aged flannel pajamas, and the guy mentioned like, oh, it's coming up, like the release party for it. I think he said, was it October or November? So I'm blanking on it now, but yeah, people are already excited for it. The guy was like, yeah, it's getting cold. You know, I'm ready to get in the stout season. I'm like, over here, give me that cream ale.
I hear you.
So, yeah, we're going to probably crush these cans coming at 4% as we talk about our week of drinking, what we got coming up, and a little bit of beer news before we get out of here. So I mentioned that I was over at Beguile. That was... I guess one stop this weekend. I happened to be over, was it Sunday? I stopped by the Ravenswood Art Walk.
Okay.
I think it's called.
Which probably wasn't too far from Beguile.
Right.
Yeah.
And this, I stumbled upon it. And I was like, oh, well, let's just take a walk through it. Let's see what's going on. We had like an hour to kill. Maeve and I did. And we walked through a block. We grabbed a beer, I think it was Sunny Afternoon or one of the other ones that I'm forgetting all the names of right now. But grabbed that and just walked down the street, checked out all the wares people were selling.
Drinking on the street.
Yeah. You know, handmade pots, candles, what else? Random wood sculptures.
Yeah, art, tons of artist stuff, right? Yeah. Necklaces and paintings, all that
exactly,
jazz.
Exactly, yeah. Also saw that Empirical was pouring as well.
Oh, did you get down with some Edgewater Empirical there?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I had my Beguile, and we were at the end of that little row, and we turned around.
Okay.
And decided, like, that was all we had time for. So, nice little neighborhood street fest sort of thing. They had food trucks, mm-hmm. beer, art, and then a lot of the places along, what was it, along Ravens, was that Ravenswood or?
Yeah, Ravenswood is the street that the train runs down.
Yeah, so it was the other side, not the side Beguile and Dovetail are on.
Okay.
So the other side. But then
I guess that'd be the east side of Ravenswood.
Yeah, the east side. So all through there are other like art shops. Like,
okay.
Kuval has a shop, that isn't the place they brew, or they do brew there.
The distillery, you're talking about?
Yeah, but it's a different location on Ravenswood because old Metro's not around the corner, which is
urban renewal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is another location because around the corner are houses.
Okay.
And they said, oh, the tour, they had like a sign that said like, oh, tours are a few blocks that way or something. So I was like, oh, I didn't know there was two spots.
I didn't either. Yeah.
But you could peek in there, and I think they had people, like, talking about what they were doing. Other places were open as well, and, yeah, it was kind of a nice little neighborhood street fest thing going on. Yeah. So that was cool.
Were you headed to something else, and you just stopped here or like that? That's how it was?
Maeve was taking a pottery class over at I forget the name. But she was there. We were there an hour early. I was dropping her off, and then I was going to go drink while she did pottery. And then I would come back and pick her up.
Wow.
So we stopped at this, and then while she was in pottery class, I went over to Half Maker, the big one.
Balmoral
one. Right on. I sat outside. It was pretty nice on Sunday.
Beer garden.
Yeah. It was nice sitting outside. I was a little disappointed that you cannot get all the beers on the menu outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to call bullshit on this. You can order food.
And food comes from inside to outside.
I can't order a beer
unless
I go get it.
Maybe it was like the dude who was taking, wait, no one takes orders.
Well, yeah, there was a girl pouring. And she's like, oh, I don't have that out here. You need to go inside, and then you can bring it outside.
I think you're right, because Animal Print, which is like their big, it's like a big chocolate. It's kind of like Abraxas. It's like their version of Abraxas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but some dude happened to go inside and say, I'll get it for you. It's almost to say, like, we don't usually do this kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think you're right. That is weird, now that I think about it.
Yeah,
like, why wouldn't all the beers just be available?
Right, you have the menu, and the menu has the food on it. Someone's coming out here with food. Just have them come out with a beer for me. So I ended up, what did I want? I forget what I wanted. It might have been a cream ale. No, it was an English bitter. And I just got the tuna because I was like, I'm by myself. I have my laptop and I'm like glancing back because I left it on the table there. I want some fool to run off with it. And I was like, I don't want to like.
Some out of towner that doesn't understand these things.
Yeah, I'm like, by myself, if I leave, I am losing my spot at the bench and like the picnic table.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Yeah.
Well, I could have went inside and probably drank fine, but it was nice. I wanted to drink outside. And it's always nice having a beer garden like that. Their beer garden is pretty big. It's, what is it, 2, 4, it's like 8 or 10 picnic tables.
Yeah. I love it. They were saying that was really the only space they saw that was as big as it was and as available, you know, like. They got a lot of space to be like they're in the city. They're like in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Really.
I did. As I was leaving, someone was walking in and like, this place is weird to get into because you can't go in the front door.
Right.
You have to go around like the back entrance through the parking lot and through the beer garden to get into the brewery.
I bet you the Big North was good because that's kind of space. It's
perfect for it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think if I was drinking by myself again, I wouldn't go to Half Acre there. I would go to Spiteful.
Uh-huh.
If I had to pick the two because spiteful. They open up the garage door. You can kind of get the same. The whole brewery or the whole like area is kind of outdoor, and you can get whatever beer you want.
Yeah.
I didn't like this. I was limited to this outdoor selection.
And the place is like 2 years old too. I don't get that, but you know, maybe it's not for us to get, Brad. I don't know, man.
That's fine. I can understand if it's super busy, like the lady needs to, or who's ever pouring needs to like focus on like, oh, I'm just out here like turning over beers. People are drinking through these quickly. I don't have time to like go inside and get you something.
But
come on, help me out. I've had the tuna before. I don't want more tuna. Those were my stops. Everything I stopped at and did this past week was on Sunday.
Okay, right. Same for me, actually.
Oh, yeah. Just Sunday drinking?
Just Sunday drinking, man. You know, what caught our attention was the Lakeview Taco Fest. Mm-hmm. You know, you start wagging your tail when you hear tacos.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street on Southport, you know, good old-fashioned block party. Yeah, man, this party was powered by Sam Adams on the beer side. It's, you know, Lakeview Taco Fest had like 12 vendors of tacos.
I've never heard of this.
I haven't either.
Of the Sam Adams.
So, you know, I walk in, right, and there's you know, bands at each end of it. And the band playing, I look up and I'm like, oh, man, that's the dude on bass is the dude that works at, one of the dudes that works at Dovetail.
Okay.
He's a bass player in one of these bands. I thought that was pretty cool. But I'm like, yeah, this thing is cash only, and it's only Sam Adams beer, maybe some Strongbow and something else. But I'm like, dude, I know Corridor's on the street, so fuck it, we're going to Corridor.
Yeah.
And then I got to Corridor, I'm like, well, we're doing the two-step. After this, you know, we're going to sit on the patio. After this, we're going to Dry Hop.
Nice, right? Okay.
Because we were talking about, like, yo, we never go to Dry Hop now that Corridor's open. Yeah. So we go to Corridor, and most of their stuff is haze, right? Like, they're like the... You know.
The haze guys.
Yeah, that's their go-to style, right? And, you know, it looks good in pictures, and it's very tasty. You know, people love it, so they keep making it, right? Mm-hmm. So I had two of them there, man. One was called the Tasman Flowers. That was with the New Zealand hop, that Nelson Savin, that one.
Okay.
And then the other one was called the Secret Quadrant. That one had Galaxy hops and Vic Secret hops.
Oh, that sounds good.
So those are... I want to say Galaxy and Vic Secret are also Australian hops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have some similarities. It's the same style beer, but the Secret Quadrant had a nice, like, pillowy kind of, like, and passion fruit thing going.
Oh, cool.
That the other beer did not have, so that was my favorite of the two.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Do you think as we're getting into these fall months, do you think we're going to see, like, the haze beers either, like, take the seat back, or you think they'll take maybe some fall ingredients like a pumpkin haze?
Like the haze just kind of like marches on.
Yeah.
Like it's not limited to just
the citrus.
Man, I hear you.
Like, could we start to see like even other colors, like a raspberry or more of a grapey kind of? Because it's juice. It's juice, right?
Right now, it's basically juice. Yeah. It's basically OJ.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a fair question.
Cranberry.
Like, you know? A cranberry haze. Oh, yeah, for like the holidays. Yeah. Right? I mean, I'd be down with
I'm
that.
I'm giving
man.
Out all my good ideas here.
Well, we were talking last week about how, like, you know, wet hops are usually pale ales, but then, you know, we were saying Armada Roe is going to make like a wet hop red ale.
Right.
You know, something like that, where it's just like just outside of what the normal thing is. I'd be down for that. Yeah.
But how are those two?
I'm still riding this haze train, man.
Yeah.
Secret Quadrant was great. If I had any sense, I'd have bought a growler of it. Because we went home and we were trying to make some concoction because there was no beer left, really.
What? You went to the breweries and then...
And it was like, you know what? We spent enough money. Let's just go home. And then we got home and like, fuck, we should have brought a growler. Because now we're in here like, you know, we got cherries and vodka. And we're like, this sucks. So that was... they're the little sister... those guys, Corridor, the newer of the two. The original one is like maybe a mile and a half away, Dry Hop.
Yeah.
So you go to Dry Hop, and the food at Dry Hop is fantastic. That burger is as advertised at Dry Hop.
Which burger do you think is better?
Dry Hop or
Corridor?
I haven't had Corridor's.
Oh, Corridor's burger is good.
Yeah, I'm flipping through the menu, and this is the first thing some lady, she shouted out to me. She saw me looking at food. She's like, get the burger.
Right, it's got Detroit pickles on it.
Yeah.
It's good. I go... Either burger or chop salad.
Hmm.
Those are the only things I eat there, and I'm not changing that.
I think Corridor, for whatever reason, I can't put my finger on why, but Corridor feels like feels better when I'm in it. The vibe is better. Like, I enjoy being at Corridor more.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, but at Dry Hop, they got three or four Hubbard's Cave beers on because they just did that collab, the Devil's Reign, which was like I don't want to say like a Dry Hop Belgian.
Yeah, okay.
A Belgian ale. And then Dry Hop. Dry Hop's got the hardware because, you know, they cleaned up at the Irving Park Beer and Barbecue Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, what are all these trophies in your tap room? in the brew house. And he's like, yeah, man, you got to try this beer. It's called Wolves and Colm. It's a Kolsch.
Okay.
But they used a little sea salt, a little lime in their Kolsch. And that took best beer. And it also took best pairing with whoever they paired with, probably themselves, right?
Okay.
Because they got a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a good stop. And that's actually the first time I had been to both of those.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
What beers did you have? Those beers then, the Hover Cave's beers.
I had Hover's Cave had a Coco Van. It was a 12% coconut vanilla stout.
Okay.
Got the vanilla, didn't get as much coconut as I wanted. And then I had the Devil's Reign, which was like a 9.3%, like I want to say it was like a Belgian strong, like a hoppy Belgian strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it pretty packed in both the spots? I know I haven't been. Like I said, I haven't been to Dry Hop in a long time, but it was always busy.
Yeah, Dry Hop was chill. They had just stopped outdoor seating.
Okay.
So we sat outside the whole time at Corridor, and we were just going to keep that rolling.
Yeah.
But it's 10 o'clock. We show up to Dry Hop, and we sat at the bar. The bar is pleasant because, like, we always talk about how we love Dry Hop and Corridor for the fact that the tanks serve as part of the art, really, behind the bar.
Right, yeah.
So sitting at the bar was nice, too.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the Hyperview guys actually designed a couple of shirts for them, as well as a can. The first beer they ever made, they put in cans, called The Judge.
Yeah.
Hyperview designed that can, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know that. Cool.
Fun little two-step of Lakeview Breweries. And I want to say cheers to Sam Adams, because if the beer list at, you know, if the beer list was local at this taco joint thing,
yeah,
we would have never went to the breweries. So
you're saying nice job for
being
making me not hang out at Taco Fest.
Nice job for, you know, sponsoring Taco Fest, because it made me want to explore local breweries instead of having the nationally distributed Sam Adams.
You know, the first thing I think of when I think of tacos is Boston beer.
But you know, they got deep pockets, man. You know, so when it's time to pull out those sponsorship dollars, they're like, no, no, no. Because they did the same thing at that Rogers Park thing we went to.
Yeah.
The Glenwood Arts Fest, which was the massive fest, like four or five blocks, powered by Sam Adams. Same thing.
Yeah, but that makes sense. Taco Fest, at least Lagunitas should have been there, if you're thinking of, like.
Yeah, I agree. Because at the other thing, at the Rogers Park thing, it was a Lagunitas and Goose Island were both there. Even though Sam was on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Sam was on the bill as a legit sponsor, but they still had other stuff there.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
All right. Sam Adams. That's all right.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
We're not dissing them, though, because I do like, we obviously like Utopias, but they got another one that got that sour one that comes with the cork in a cage. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with Sam Adams beer.
Right.
It's just... it's always there, right?
You know, we're becoming some real schmucks. Being mad at them because they're always there.
They're just always there, right? They're not like, they're kind of the people, the friend that is always at the party that you didn't invite.
Even but at
when they're not there, you're like, yo, where's Sam? Didn't show up this time.
Even at Great Taste of the Midwest, you know, you see Bell's Brewery. Shout out to Bell's, they just turned 33 today. you see Sam Adams there. You see Sam Adams at Great Taste of the Midwest. I'm like, wait a second.
But yeah, you're not even in the Midwest.
when did Boston become the Midwest? But they brew a lot of the stuff we see. They brew it in like Cleveland or something. So.
Sure, yeah.
Technicality. they got in on the technicality. See? Fucking Sam.
He's always there.
That's true.
So those were our Sunday adventures. Did you make it to anything else or check anything else?
I didn't do shit else, man. Hey, we can talk about our misses, though.
Yeah.
All right. So we missed the Independence Park Fest. That's in Irving Park.
Okay.
That's a big park. It's a part of Park District. It's almost 7.5 acres, that park. Yeah. So there's a big beer fest there we missed. We missed a couple of Oktoberfest parties. Let's see, Pollyanna, Solemn Oath, Buckle Down, and out in Oak Park.
Okay.
Those were all Oktoberfest parties this weekend. The Oak Park one featured beers from Kinslinger. That's a brewery in Oak Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed Riot Fest.
Right.
Bring up Riot Fest because the crew behind Cobra Lounge actually puts on Riot Fest. And Cobra Lounge, of course, is a brewery now called All Rise. They had 4 All Rise beers there.
Okay.
Yeah, we missed that. And apparently New Belgium and Knob Creek had a beer dinner at Dusik's. We missed that.
We weren't invited to that.
Yeah, and that's part of some new beer that they have together, mm-hmm. Knob Creek and New Belgium.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We missed a lot. Well, we only went out one day. We're like
Oakspire, a bourbon barrel-aged ale from Knob Creek in New Belgium. Okay. Yeah, we missed all that.
Well, if you had to pick a favorite then from your day of drinking, was there a favorite, or did you have something else that stood out?
You know, I got busy on the Better Half, which was from Founders. It's Old Curmudgeon is their old ale. So this is the barrel-aged version of their old ale.
Uh-huh.
It's an old ale that they put in the maple syrup bourbon barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, with a little coffee.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's at that point, you know, once it's barrel-aged with coffee in a maple syrup barrel, I'm like, is this a barley wine? Old ale, barley wine, it's a toss-up, right? They're so similar, right?
They get pretty close sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic, though.
Nice.
Yeah, that nice copper color. Light body and a kind of fairly light color for a barrel aged beer, but man, was it nice!
Okay,
so nice. And then the old curmudgeon's on the label with his wife.
Yeah,
it's great. I love it, man.
My standout was I picked up a 6-pack of Anchor's Pale Ale called Brewer's Pale Ale.
Really,
just like damn good beer.
I didn't know Anchor had a pillow.
It's I think it's using Nelson's hop because it says like Nelson's hop blend. So yeah. I would think it's Nelson's hops.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice, easy drinking beer. And I hadn't had an Anchor beer in a long time. I didn't know. I knew they had other beers, but I didn't know like where their portfolio landed.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah. They're doing a lot. They're doing some different stuff. I remember having like a few, a fruit-infused IPA from them recently.
Okay.
They always have the great, like, teardrop-style bottles, too.
Yeah.
The brown bottle that's got the cool shape.
Yeah. I was also looking to pick up something that wasn't in a can, just for, like, let's see what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to pick up canned beer. So yeah. I was like, yeah, the Anchor Brewer's Pale Ale. Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice. All right, so what do we got happening? What's coming up this week on the calendar?
I tell you something, man. This is a big weekend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 37th annual Great American Beer Fest is happening in Denver. A lot of people are going out to that.
Half a month early.
Yeah.
Two weeks early.
Yeah, too early for me, man. You know, I kind of wanted to go, but I was like, I'd rather go. I like to go in October. I don't want to go in September.
Do we know why they moved it?
Not sure. Not sure. This is 2 days. In 2017, well, last year, Chicagoland took 10 medals at this festival.
Okay.
Including gold in the largest category ever, the IPA category.
Okay.
That was Hailstorm's Prairie Madness that took gold for IPA.
So this is a voting year? This is a World Beer Cup year?
I don't know.
You said 2 years ago, right?
No, last year.
Oh, last year. So it's not a World Beer Cup year. So there won't be any awards.
Yeah. No, well, you know, GABF is awards every year. World Beer Cup, you're right, is awards every other year. Yeah.
The World Beer Cup, a little more important.
It's definitely more important in title because it's the whole world instead of this Great American thing. Right? Definitely more important in title.
There's other breweries besides?
It's funny, America's, man, because even like, you know, world champs, you know, in any major American sport, yeah, we're the world champs. And it's like, well,
that's because they're American sports.
It's like, oh, yeah, you beat all the other teams in America, but you call yourself. Anyway, we're off
topic. One else plays football, basketball. Like, that's it. Yeah.
So, GABF is this weekend. Cheers, everybody partying in Denver. Denver's a great town to hit this time of year. Probably all year, really. I fucking love Denver, man. Mm-hmm. The 312 block party is this weekend.
Yeah.
Two days.
Friday and Saturday.
Over in Fulton. We're talking about, I think we're going to show up to this thing both days.
Right. So look for pictures on Instagram probably all weekend long.
For sure. Yeah. This $10 suggested donation. All beers are $3 when you get in there. 2014 prop, 2015 rare.
$3? That's $3?
$3.
So I remember...
A $3 holler.
Was it last year or 2 years ago, the line to get into the brew pub or the brewery, it's not pub, it was around the corner because they're serving those there, and every beer nerd is in line for that. So basically someone waits in line, and then their friends kind of run and get other beers. That's kind of how that works out.
Yeah. There are a few breweries in the world that probably like Goose Island.
Uh-huh. And if you listen to any indie music in the early 2000s, those bands are playing.
They're all going to be there.
TV on the Radio is playing on Friday. The Hold Steady and Drive-By Truckers on Saturday. And then there's a couple of, I think there's four bands each day. But those are the big early 2000 indie.
I've heard of Hold Steady. I've heard of TV on the Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. The donation usually goes to a charity,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I remember whatever year I went, you like threw it in a bucket. You threw your $10, like whatever bucket you want, come on.
And just roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also this weekend, another event that moved up. This was a November party last year. It's always been a November party. This year is September. Beer Hoptacular turns 8, and it is this weekend at Vertiport, which is a helicopter hangar.
Oh, can you fly your helicopter in?
So this is
show up in style.
Man, I've never been in a helicopter. I had a chance to go in like 95 or so, yeah. But I was too chicken shit. I'm like, I was in military school. This helicopter didn't have fucking doors.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm going to be down here, you know, brushing my hair. I had hair back then. I'm like, I'm not getting on a helicopter.
Is this an alternate timeline?
Oh, so VIP to Beer Hoptacular is 3 p.m. General admission is at 4 p.m., 99 for VIP, 59 for general admission.
Nice.
Yeah. That's always a good party. I give them credit for always finding new venues for us to party in.
Where is this helicopter?
It's Vertiport. It looks like it's in, you know, like Little Village, whatever the neighborhood is between, like, where FOBAB is, and that's University Village, and Pilsen.
Okay.
It's in between those two, so it's on 18th Street. So I'm not sure what area that is.
Okay, so close enough. If you're thinking of doing that, you could roll over to Goose Island.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like on the far north side or something, or far south side.
No, this is very centrally located.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and cheers to Josh Seago and the good folks at Lou Dog Events. That's one of his parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Also this weekend, Argus, which is apparently still in business. Right? Because we were wondering, because they weren't in the book. They weren't in the beer.
Yeah, they're not in the Beer Miscus book.
They're not in the book. We're like, well, damn, are they alive? We don't know. But yes, they are alive. Argus Oktoberfest is this weekend, 1 p.m. start. That's a Saturday down in Pullman. That's a $20 ticket. You get two beers and some other commemorative stuff going down there.
Okay.
Also this weekend, the good folks at Old Irving are celebrating their second anniversary. It's called Hoptoberversary. So this is their version of Oktoberfest.
Okay.
It's a three-day party, the 21st through the 23rd. So what's that?
That's
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Right.
I think so.
Okay.
Sounds right. So.
Do you get there, celebrate their anniversary, whatever their Oktoberfest is, I'm sure you can get it in a stein. And they're, speaking of burgers, their burger is good, too.
Their burger's nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like their space. I like everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're spoiled here. We really
kinda
are.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good we got a lot of good brew pub options.
True.
A lot of good parties. A lot of good stuff going on.
Nice.
Yeah. So big weekend for beer, man.
It is fun.
Big.
Everything got moved up.
You know, I kind of wish this was spread out because, like, November for me was like, okay, it's always Map Room's anniversary party is always killer.
FOBAB.
And Beer Hoptacular, you know, this was November was well, pretty.
FOBAB kind of ends the year.
Yeah.
The year, really. There's not
That's
December, because then you get into Thanksgiving and it's kind of over,
it's
right?
Kind of a lull, yeah. Mm-hmm. No Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. So Beer Hop moving. I liked it where it was, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this
But Josh has a lot of events, so maybe something was conflicting or something like that. So
yeah, and then you know, we can't fall in love with when at a party is, because look, JBF moved too. So
yeah,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Brad? Things change.
And so no Brewers will be at any of these events.
They're all in Denver.
Yeah,
partying down. Mm-hmm. Denver is not for the faint of heart this week. These Brewers get after it.
Yeah, I saw a photo on Twitter of someone shared. I want to say it was like the shipping area or like the storage place of where all the kegs are, and it's just like basically an airplane hangar of kegs.
There's some crazy stat around it. Like, I think most breweries in the country, the beer you see in this picture is more beer than like 80% of the beers in the country will sell.
Yeah, 80%. Yeah. Or the beer that will be served at JBF will be more than like 80% of the breweries produce this year.
Man.
Like, that shows you how small some of these breweries are.
Yeah, I think most of them are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say it got started because there's a I'm blanking on the name of the one in England, but England has a similar party. And Michael Jackson, the great beer writer, he was telling Charlie Papazian, you know, you Americans need to do something like what we do over here. And that's how it got started.
And they were like, hold my beer. We got this.
And here we are, man, the biggest and oldest. So 37 years, and obviously it's the biggest party, you know, stateside. Mm. So. Awesome. Right on, man. So that's it for events, man.
Cool. Well, we got a little bit of beer news before we get out of here. What's been happening?
A little bit of beer news, man. You know, I wanted to bring attention to something that, you know, we knew last week, but we forgot. I forgot to mention it.
Okay.
It was about the Goose Island crew, man. You know, President Todd, you know, Todd Ashman, and then one of the brewers, Tim Faith, who spent some time at, you know, who makes Dragon Milk? New Holland. Mm-hmm. He spent some time up there before joining Goose. Oh, but anyway, they went to Capitol Hill, man. They met with like congressmen and, you know, some state senators, you know, state representatives, to talk about the tariffs affecting American brewers. So, you know, they didn't just go. They showed up with like 11 collaboration beers, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and then they had a competition. So they're like, hey, we're going to serve the House of Representatives, and you guys vote on which beer is the best, right? And this is the 11 beers from all of the breweries that AB acquired.
Oh, okay. Right.
So of the 11, the Goose Island beer won the popular vote, Scout's Cerveza, which was a collaboration between Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley and Goose Island.
Okay.
So it was basically a dry hop pills, Metueka hopped pills. Oh, Scout. So Scout is the congressman's dog.
Okay.
So they named the dog. They named the beer after the dog.
I'm so confused by this. This thing. So AB's breweries showed up to
Capitol Hill.
House
of Representatives.
The United States one, not just the local Illinois one.
No, they went to DC. Okay.
They went to DC. And they had a beer fest to talk about tariffs.
Essentially, yes.
As like a lobbying kind of pull, right?
They're like, hey, you know, we want to talk about these tariffs. It's affecting all of us. While we're here, you know, we brought beer from 11 different breweries.
Who voted on this?
The guys in Congress.
They don't know. I doubt this. I call no.
I mean, either the guys in Congress.
They don't really vote on a lot of stuff.
That's true.
So I cannot see them voting on a beer.
Yeah. They probably just send someone in their stead to vote.
And Mike Quigley is from Illinois. Right?
Yeah, he's a Illinois congressman.
So you're telling me that they voted for an Illinois beer? That just seems like...
Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Out of the 11 beers, the one that was from Illinois won it all.
So then I want to say the more important thing, like what happened with the tariff kind of talk?
I hope they got something to done, man, because like, you know, because I think this is the steel thing or the aluminum thing.
Right. We talked about this a while when they were... raising the prices on
imported aluminum
way before the tariffs happened.
And then everyone's up in arms like, wait a second, man. The only reason we're importing aluminum is because we're already using all the fucking aluminum we got here. Mm-hmm. And the president's like, no, we need to raise the price on this aluminum.
But he doesn't drink.
Yeah, what the fuck does he know?
So he doesn't, yeah, exactly. That's kind of...
stressful, man. You know, this was a feel-good story about beer in Congress.
I'm just confused. Like... And who was there? Who was voting? I want to know.
I want answers.
I want to know which congressman showed up. Like, that should be an important.
We're actually left with more questions than answers on this piece of news, man. You know? Because I don't have any answers, Brad. Damn. I don't know, man.
All right.
Oh, what else in this news, man? All right. So, Mexican Independence Day was recently. It's also, according to my Chicago White Sox, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay. It's not on Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Because I think Mexican Independence is like mid-September, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so it just reminded me of all my Mexican beer experiences. Shout out to Sol. Mm-hmm. They sent over a case of beer.
Okay.
And this is where all this came from. I'm like, hey, man, you know, this beer's not that great.
thanks for the beer.
Thanks for the beer. I'm like, well, what do we do about this? This beer's really bad. But it reminded me of like some of my hit or miss Mexican beer experiences. So I wanted to talk about them with you.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, it's common knowledge that most, you know, air quote, Mexican beers are basically just shitty interpretations of European lagers.
Sure, yeah.
Right, that's how most of them are. There are some exceptions to that. Like, I personally like Bohemia.
Right, Modelo, you know? Negro.
Modelo Negro is one of the first beers that got me into craft beer. You know, but then there's like Dos Equis. Like, I went to, this one time I went to Tijuana, I couldn't find any Corona. It was all Dos Equis, you know.
More to that story. That,
a couple other things, like around the Tijuana. But Tacayo. Mm-hmm. You know, Tacayo is a Rick Bayless collab.
Right. With Constellation Brands, yeah. Right? Or it's with, does Two Brothers brew that one for him with Constellation? I forget what, because it's.
Yeah, if you talk to the guys at the brew pub, Bayless's brew pub, Cruz Blanca.
Yeah.
They don't make that beer there. It's made at Two Brothers.
Right.
And then they just focus on like really cool draft only occasional can and bottle stuff.
Right. But it falls under the Rick Bayless.
But Tacayo falls under the Rick Bayless brand. But that's more like, you know, the can release, the popular can.
And it travels release. When you see Cruz Blanca at beer festivals, they will have Tacayo.
Right. So. Exactly.
Confusing.
A little bit. Like two sides of the house kind of thing. Like, yeah, like we're over here trying to make art, and then these marketing fuckers are over here forcing everyone to drink Tacayo.
But we got this just in case.
Right. But the reason I brought it up, man, is because, well, you know, I had the soul, and I was like, man, you know, I'm disappointed in this beer, but, you know, we did an interview with Modelo, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, to your point, man, Modelo was one of those beers that really got me into craft, man. You know, like, I spent $10.99 for the six pack. I thought I was doing something. And then it had a better flavor profile than, like, you know, the MGD I was drinking or whatever, right? We're talking, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. So then we get a chance to interview Modelo. And not only is it send your questions to us, right, over email, you don't, not even a phone call.
Right.
Don't even send us to Mexico. But, you know, just like, hey, man, so it's fine. I send the questions. And then, you know, some of the more poignant questions I thought, like, hey, you know, what neighborhood is the brewery in and what town is it in? And, you know, tell me about, you know, how does the current U.S. administration affect your brand, right?
Yeah.
Like, stuff outside of how much beer do you make and what was the first beer you had and that kind of shit. We did that shit, too. But I'm like, shame on you for not fucking responding. Like, just ignoring the questions that I thought were important.
Yeah, we want the story.
Yeah.
We want the... I think a lot of what people are drinking now, they kind of want that. They want to know more about it. They want to, like, feel good about why they picked up this beer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was emotional about it because Modelo's one of the beers that got me into craft beer, so I really wanted to know this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But Mexican Independence Day is this month, and there are a lot of cool beers out there that are not shitty lagers. You know, we locally... You know, Five Rabbits got a lot of cool stuff going on. That that Chingo Tupelo movement actually turned into a full documentary.
Right.
And, you know, there's a larger world out there of beer that's Mexican inspired. I hope we kind of tap into that more going forward. But the reason I even thought about that at all is because they sent me this Sol beer.
Yeah.
And Sol's from Heineken, by the way.
Yeah.
They produced that. So, yeah.
Nice. Cool. All right. Two slightly confusing stories in the news. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot more questions about Congress and Tijuana. And
oh, man. I didn't mean to bring up Tijuana, man. It was so long ago, man. Yeah. But yeah, but like, I think those Mexican lagers are leading to like other breweries making, like Crab Breweries are now making Mexican lagers.
Yeah, well,
that are tasty.
Yeah, we look towards that like lawnmower, like this cream ale kind of thing. Like, there is the place for the beer, like beer that you don't get drunk. You can have one and you just kind of want, you just want some sugar and like a little kick, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for a lot of times.
Yeah, something to ride shotgun to next to a spirit of choice.
Or you're at a soccer game and you're just like, I just want to like crush these and still watch the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we should get out of here. We got a lot of events to attend this weekend.
It's gonna be a fun weekend, man.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we make it to anything, or if we're back next week,
or if we just sit on a leather couch all weekend. Yeah.
Like, oh, I went to Dovetail. It was pretty good. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Instagram, mentioned it earlier, but we're always posting photos there. Instagram stories as well. Just check us out there, Chicago Beer Pass. And website, chicagobeerpass.com. iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well are all there. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.